Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, September 4th. Think the Costco in your neighborhood is crowded? Well, it's got nothing on China's new Costco, which opened last week in Shanghai. Shoppers waited in line for hours to be the first to get into the store. Videos on social media showed the first customers squeezing to get in underneath the doors as they were opening. Other shoppers waited up to 3 hours for a parking spot. The first Costco in China opened just as the trade war between the U.S. and China reached new heights. But none of the tension between the two countries was evident on opening day. Tariffs didn't stop Chinese customers from scooping up everything from giant teddy bears to pizza ovens, luxury handbags, Maine lobster, Moutai Chinese alcohol, and Costco's store-branded signature nuts. Indeed, shoppers were so frenzied that some got physical to get what they wanted. The Washington Post reported that customers were grabbing for portions of pork while the butcher was still slicing it. The new store's overwhelming popularity may not have come as a surprise to Costco leadership, however, which planned the launch strategically and took their time. But its magnitude came as a surprise to observers of the Chinese grocery business, who say foreign operators have struggled there. Until recently, Chinese shoppers have preferred local stores, forcing foreign supermarket chains to concede defeat. Britain's Tesco, Spain's Dia, and France's Carrefour have all left China, according to the Financial Times. Germany's Metro is in the process of pulling out. Costco competitor Sam's Club, owned by Walmart, has 24 Chinese locations and has been there for a couple of decades. But after all this time, Sam's Club is still struggling to get more than a single-digit market share, the Times adds. Other big-box chains have also suffered. Both Home Depot and Best Buy left the country. Still, like Costco, other international grocers aren't ready to give up on China's increasingly wealthy and sizable middle class. Possibly for good reason. German discount grocer Aldi opened 3 stores in China in June. As they did for Costco last week, shoppers lined up around the block waiting to snap up local items like chicken feet and salted duck eggs, and European delicacies like steamed dumplings with sausage and sauerkraut and cheap beer. Chinese shoppers have very specific needs, so merchandising for Costco's first store was key to a successful launch. For instance, they want both local products, like the salted duck eggs at Aldi, and heavily discounted luxury goods from abroad, like Costco's Maine lobsters and luxury handbags. They also like to see new products offered often. Mike Golden, an American branding executive who's lived in Shanghai for almost 20 years, managed Costco's pre-launch promotion. He says Costco sold more membership cards pre-opening than in any other market and chalked that up, in part, to Costco's careful merchandising. With thousands of memberships pre-sold, Golden knew opening day would be crowded, but he added that the members' exuberance was surprising, especially in Shanghai, where people tend to play it cool. Cool, they were not. So many shoppers streamed to Costco from miles around that the traffic outside came to a standstill. Local officials demanded that Costco close the store early for safety's sake. Beginning on the store's second day, Costco is allowing only 2,000 people in at a time. Costco executives say they're planning another Chinese store within 2 years. Walmart plans to open 16 more Sam's Clubs in the country by 2020, according to Yahoo Finance. Even as Sam's Club plans more stores, you can be sure that Walmart, Aldi, and every other foreign retailer trying to make inroads into China will be gleaning every bit of information they can from Costco's over-the-top launch success. Trade war or no trade war? From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We stay on top of the day's latest business rivalries and bring them to you every morning. And if you like today's episode, well, hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. I'm David Brown, and we sure thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.